My name is Anissa Nizen. I am 28 years old and I have 8 tattoos. The first one I got when I was 19. So math, that would be 9 years ago.
My name is Jenna Ayers. I'm 23. I have 9 tattoos and I got my first tattoo when I was 18.
6 of my tattoos have hearts in them. 2 of them do not. I get hearts for different reasons. The one on my wrist, I got, it's a very small outline of a black heart over my pulse on my right wrist. So I got that when I was 19 as a reminder to love my life because I was kind of doing silly things. So then on my right hip, I have the words Amor Vida and then the same little outline of a heart. And I got that as a reminder to love the life that comes from me, as in my children.
This tattoo is a tattoo that I have been working on with a friend of mine who is an apprentice at a tattoo shop in Brooklyn. In September, I finally started it, and it is a really awesome piece with an octopus with the tentacles like fully spread out so that you can see the underside of the suckers. In front of it is an anchor, and it's holding the anchor with its bottom tentacles.
Then I got on my right shoulder a very small red heart with a black outline, and I got that sort of like I wear my heart on my sleeve. It was sort of got it resentfully.
And then my favorite tattoo is 2 tattoos, but they're one tattoo, really. I think about them as one, but I count them separately for my tattoo count. So they're on my arms, on my forearms, the inside of my forearms. They're 2 women. They're the princesses Rhyme and Reason from the children's book, The Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Juster. And they're exactly from the book. They're very simple line drawings. They look like sketches, really. Both of them are sort of looking up at me. So when I stand, they stand with me. And it's just the... Really, it looks like someone just sat down and drew a bunch of lines that turned out to be princesses in dresses with crowns on my arms. And it's my favorite book, so that's why they're my favorite tattoos.
Well, my mom hates my tattoos. They still don't know about the 2 on my shoulder blades because I feel like their reaction would be negative and I'm not in the mood to argue. So they'll find out one day.
My parents really like the idea of tattoos. However, they hate my octopus tattoo and they don't like that you can see the majority of my tattoos most of the time. But in general, they haven't disowned me for them, so that's good.
Then I have 2 that don't have hearts in them and I don't like them very much. So I guess I kind of regret those, but I can't really do anything about it. So I've been wearing a lot more shirts. I've just been dressing more modestly. It's basically what's been going on since that.
No, I don't regret any of my tattoos. Yet. Hopefully I won't ever, but so far.
It's not annoying. I guess I like talking about them, obviously, because I just went on for a really long time. Because they all have stories, so I like to tell. I mean, people always say when they see the one on my shoulder, the little red heart, they're like, oh, that's so cute. Oh, I love that. It's adorable. So I feel like a lot of people, the ones that people can see, they think they're adorable.
It's not annoying when people ask me the meaning of my tattoos. I like when people ask me about them. I get them. I mean, I get them for me, but they're artwork on my body. So I appreciate when people appreciate them and recognize that there's meaning behind them.
Oh, I've actually had guys comment too, but this is just sexism, about how maybe complimenting my tattoos, but don't get any more. You know, oh yeah, no, they're nice, they're cute. Don't get any more. You know, because the more you have, I guess, the less you look like the stereotypical good girl, and that's what people like, I guess. I don't know, some people. But then I've also had guys comment the other way, saying, you should get more tattoos, because they obviously want that kind of person with more tattoos. Do you know what I mean?
It is annoying, however, when people grab my arms and twist my wrists and they're like, oh, what's that? It's also annoying when people, and this is probably specifically old men, who are like, you're so beautiful, why would you do that to yourself? And I'm like, that's the worst question ever.
I've had a few people be like, why do you get so many hearts? Maybe you should get something else. You know, maybe they think it's just like not a deep enough thing to have, or like hearts are a silly shape, but it's my favorite.